everybody. Thanks for listening to this mini movie review. Today's mini movie review is about 2017's Mom and Dad. It's an American horror comedy film that was written and directed by Brian Taylor. It stars Nicolas Cage and Selma Blair. And it first premiered back in the Toronto International Film Festival in 2017, and then came out more released to the United States January 19th, 2018. So it's a really new movie. I'm pretty excited to see it. I've heard that it's pretty crazy, and I definitely think that Selma Blair and Nicolas Cage could be really good at being insane, especially Nicolas Cage. For all you out there, if you've seen the remake of The Wicker Man, then you know what I'm talking about. But I'm excited to see it. It's rated R. It runs for 83 minutes, which is a little short, but I mean, that's good, I guess, for a horror movie, but it's nice, fast, get in there, maybe be crazy, you know, that'd be cool. Let's see, it also has in it, Lance Hendrickson's in it, too. I see here, I'm kind of reading off the Wikipedia page a little bit. But, it was directed and the screenplay by Brian Taylor. But, yeah, it looks pretty cool. It looks like it's going to get real crazy. And it's basically about, it looks like it's about, like, some sort of period, like, 24-hour period of time or something where the parents are going crazy and, like, trying, the kids have to try to survive being attacked by their parents. And like I said, it was released recently and had some, you know, interesting reception about the movie. I've heard some really good things, and so I am excited to see it. Hopefully it'll get pretty crazy, and I'll get into it and let you guys know here in a little bit. But yeah, again, it's 2017's Mom and Dad. It's rated R, runs 83 minutes, and I'm going to go check it out, and then I'll be back to let you know what I think. Okay, and I'm back. The movie, I mean, it's fun. Yeah, so I finished watching Mom and Dad, and it wasn't quite as good as I wanted it to be. It was still really intense and fun, and there's parts of it I liked and parts of it I didn't like, and there's definitely going to be some spoilers here in this review, but I'll go ahead and start with what I didn't like about it. Basically, some of the music didn't seem like it went well with certain scenes. Like, it was either, I guess they were trying to be maybe creepier by having like a happy song with a really scary part, you know, or something like that, but it kind of pulled me out of it a little bit. Like, some of the songs just didn't fit. Another part I didn't really like, Nicolas Cage, I knew he was going to be, you know, the way he is, Nicolas Cage. But the problem is, because in this movie, it's basically like out of nowhere, though it kind of seems like it could be from the TV, like when the parents are getting ready to go crazy. And it's not all at once. It's like everyone's like some, it's just in the area that people are in sometimes, if their parents, they go crazy. Nicolas Cage is already kind of acting crazy or acting kind of weird in the beginning. So when he really gets crazy, it's really pretty much just the same of what he was doing, just maybe a little more escalated. The dynamic really wasn't there. Now, Selma Blair, on the other hand, did amazing. I mean, she wasn't exactly perfect like in the beginning kind of, but like the way when she finally went crazy, it was a lot more evil or kind of sinister feeling, because she was trying to manipulate them by being nice and things like that. And, you know, it's your mother, and so you want to trust her, and then she was bluffing, you know. So that was neat. But like, yeah, Nicolas Cage, I thought he just really turned it up too high too quickly, to where it really didn't seem like there was much of a difference. The other thing I didn't really like, both of the parents, and a lot of the parents, they only focus on a couple, but they all seem like they're not super happy with their lives and like happy with the choices that they made by having kids. So it's kind of like, that's also, it's kind of cool, but it's also kind of like, why are you, they're just so whiny and like miserable. Like, I mean, the kids are, they both, and everyone's all kind of super miserable. So the tables get turned a little bit. But yeah, it just seemed like they were just like whiny all the time a little bit about, or just like always thinking about how things used to be, but not really focusing on their kids. I don't know. It was just, especially Nicolas Cage, the dad, he just had all these dreams of times when he was like 17 and how great it was and that he didn't want to be this way. But really, some of the stuff he was describing is just age. Like, that's just part of getting older. And I mean, that still sucks, but I mean, like, it's, you know, that's just part of it. So it's like, I don't think he was like really mad at the kids or the mom, but it's just all of a sudden everyone who was a parent started trying to kill their kid. And now the thing about the movie is they only kill their kid, so if it's someone else's parent, you're fine. In fact, they kind of just act like, oh hey, how's it going, you know, like, but they want to only kill their kid. So there was a couple good parts with that I'll get to in a second, but it was mostly like, yeah, the music and Nicolas Cage was kind of a bummer. And also, I didn't like the ending too much. It didn't really wrap anything up, which I guess is kind of the point, because then you just kind of leaves it up to imagination. It was entertaining and it was fun. I think maybe I'd hyped it up, or people hyped it up too much. It was definitely an interesting concept, and I'm glad, you know, it was kind of original, which was nice to get that every once in a while, you know, in this world of reboots and remakes. Some of the scenes also seemed a little choppy, especially in like the first half of the movie, where they kept jumping from scene to scene without much flow. They kept like jumping back and forth or jumping from scene to scene. Some of the memories were fine. Jumping back and forth, that's fine. Okay, the other thing too is they kind of give you the impression that animals are doing it too, but they don't go much into that after that. Like there's a scene where the little boy, who I really liked, I thought the kid who played the son was really good. He's a cute kid. He did a good job. He was probably my favorite part of the movie. Followed by the daughter's boyfriend. I liked him. And they, you know, the daughter's boyfriend also had some good lines in it too that were funny. Because this is kind of like a dark comedy. So apparently there's this scene where like the little boy is outside by the mailbox hanging out. And he sees like a bunch of crows over across the street, or like ravens, and they're pecking at something. And he goes over there and they never show what it was. But he picks it up and puts it in his dad's beloved car, and it ends up dying there. And this was like a couple weeks earlier, or at least sometime earlier, because it kind of made it seem like a flashback. But he had kept it in the car, and then it died and it stunk up the car, and his dad was really mad. They never showed what it was. So what I'm guessing is like maybe it was a baby bird and all the parents, you know, but they didn't really focus on any more of the animals doing that. So, I mean, it was kind of like, I don't know, almost maybe a little pointless to put it in there, because they didn't really go anywhere with it. So that was also kind of weird. Now, the parts I really did like about the movie, like I said, the kills or the attacks were really good, because they were just really brutal. You know, like the parents running around with like a meat tenderizer trying to like smack you upside the head. Like it was, you know, it's pretty crazy. The parents were getting like really creative on like trying to get the kids out from the basement. That was kind of fun. It was also neat when the kids were running for mom and dad, they were having like these memories of just like good times with their parents. And then it would like when they were younger, and then it would like cut back to the parent being crazy. So that was kind of neat, because it is something you kind of think of, like, because your parents, you know, they care for you, and then all of a sudden they just like flip. So I liked all that, and I liked it. Definitely was a morbid kind of movie when you sit and think about it, because there's a few scenes where, like, one scene that really stood out too is like the girlfriend's boyfriend or the daughter's boyfriend is going to take it, like, his PSATs, and all the kids are in there. And so in this town, and apparently around at least the United States, it seemed like parents are just wanting to kill their kid. And so outside the building are all these parents just standing there like menacingly waiting for their kids to come out of the tests so they can murder them. And I was like, it was kind of funny, because like they're all looking at them like, oh man, these parents are really excited to pick up their kids, you know? And then like there's a good scene at the school too, where like it seemed a little confusing because it didn't seem like anyone knew what was happening, which I guess is what it kind of would be. But then they also just acted really weird. Like they kind of acted like maybe it was a bomb threat. No one really knew what was happening. So when the parents started going crazy because all these parents show up at the school and they've kind of blocked them off at the high school and they're wanting to pick up their kids because they want to kill them. What's also creepy and kind of fun too is that the parents are just so fine, you know, they're fine with it. And they just like dispose of the body and go on their merry way. Like they just, you know, or they find a way to clean up and then just, or just like, okay, well, you know, that's gone. Like that's all they can think about is getting their way to get rid of their children. And then afterwards, they're just fine with each other. Everyone's like, oh, cool. They just act like, you know, so that's kind of creepy. Another part I really liked, well, okay, there's this one scene that, because it does get a little morbid. Because when you think about, like, the mom, played by Selma Blair, her sister's getting ready to give birth to a baby. And as that was getting ready to happen, I was like, oh, no. Because it occurred to me that she's going to want to kill her newborn baby. And this scene is a little crazy. So I'm going to go into it here. So the aunt, you know, Selma Blair's sister, they're at the hospital and everything's starting to go crazy. So the hospital's crazy busy because people are killing their kids and just all these accidents and things. And like people are pushing their babies out into cars and just all kinds of stuff. A lot of babies. So the woman's giving birth to the baby and she's fine. Like she's in a lot of pain and, you know, it's real hard and she's scared. And the baby comes out and, you know, they're all excited. And then the TV monitor or some sort of monitor that's, I guess, doing her vitals kind of kicks off and starts doing like the little snow thing where it's like, psh, you know, kind of thing like that, which makes me think it's something in the signal because it immediately like hits her. Now, it doesn't hit Selma Blair yet. Hers doesn't really happen till later. And there's also this thing in the movie where you kind of hear like this clicking or some sort of sound in the background every once in a while when you see one of the parents. So, I mean, I think it's some sort of signal or like weapon or something that's being used or a signal that's what they're thinking. that it's someone triggered something in them. Why only parents? I don't know. So the woman gives birth to her baby and she's holding it. And the baby's still attached by the umbilical cord, you know, and they're all like, oh, it's so pretty. And so all of a sudden the woman just gets like this weird look on her face. And she starts like trying to smother the baby. Like she's trying to push it real close to her. And they're like, what is she doing? And they're trying to like wrestle it from her and she won't let the baby go. And Selma Blair's like, freaking out like, oh my God. And then the woman starts grabbing like a scalpel. Like she's going to, you know, hit the baby with or stab the baby with a scalpel. And it's like really freaky. And they pull the baby back, but it's still connected. So they like cut the cord real quick. Selma Blair grabs the baby and like runs back and hits the wall and like falls down like, oh my God. And now this woman, she gets up out of the bed. They can't keep her down. I don't know if she had an epidural or not, but she gets up out of that bed and she's got the umbilical cord hanging down between her legs, coming at Selma Blair. That part was just like, you know, and then the guy who is like, not the baby's dad, but like the new boyfriend, was like vomiting. And so then that's when it really, you know, Selma Blair's like, what is happening? I can't believe my sister did that. And so she still hasn't got it yet. I think Nick Cage gets it first. But when they get back to the house and they both have it and they're after the kids, because the daughter comes back to get her little brother who has witnessed some stuff and is kind of confused, not sure who he can trust. And, you know, there's other great scenes in it too. Like I said, it's a fun movie. It just, I don't know. It just, some of it was just a little annoying for me. But if you want to see something different, you know, check it out. I mean, there's some more parts in the movie that get kind of neat that I was kind of happy to see, which I guess I'll tell you that night right now. So there's one more thing I want to mention. Okay, so Lance Henriksen, who you might know from like Alien and other great movies, is in the movie as well with another woman who I didn't catch her name, but they're the grandparents. Apparently they had plans to have dinner with them that night and you kind of forget. You're like, oh yeah. And so during this, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, well, what about grandparents? Like, do they want to kill their kid? You know, like, is it everyone trying to kill? And so they're like, oh, grandma and grandpa are here. And they go to open the door and I'm like, okay, this better go down. And I wasn't disappointed. As soon as they open the door, Lance Henriksen, who plays Nicolas Cage's dad, his mom pepper sprays him. And then his dad stabs him and chases him all around. So then you got the little boy running from Nick Cage running from Lance Henriksen. And they're running and chasing each other all over the place. And it was pretty great. I mean, it was kind of short and seemed a little cluttered in the scene. But like, it was pretty great just because it was like, you know, you're like, okay, good. Like, it answered my question, you know. So there's some sort of like linear thinking to this situation. I'm going to go ahead and rate it. Let's rate it out of wire hangers. So if you watch the movie, you'll find out why I'm picking wire hangers. I guess I'm going to go 6 out of 10. At first, I was going to go a little lower, but then now that I'm talking about it, there were some fun parts and it was enjoyable. So I'm going to go ahead and give it a 6 out of 10 wire hangers for the 2017 Mom and Dad. So yeah, definitely check it out if that's what, you know, sounds like something you'd like. So thanks for listening to this review. Again, 6 out of 10 wire hangers for 2017's Mom and Dad. And thanks for listening to this mini movie review.